This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
All right, let's do it here on a Tuesday. Let's thank our sponsors. We've got BooneCountyDailyNews.com, TC Trailers, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Big Deals, save money right now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Encompass Credit Union, Welty Custom Exteriors, Virk's Fine Jewelry, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Plus, our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, always made possible by Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Wilson Farm Market, Ye Old Spirit Shop, ProByte Computers, 51 West Event Center, BCS in Michigan Town, Ginda Funeral Home, and Albecues in Flora. We've got a full house this morning. I'm Kevin Keith. I've got Bill Gant right here in the studio with me.
Good morning.
Morning. And Melissa Miller joining us in the northeastern part of Clinton County. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
And we've also got Stubby on standby. We're going to talk to him in just a moment. First, we're going to check the Skywatch weather forecast. Then we're going to bring Stubby in to tell us what's really going to happen, all right? So we'll check with the National Weather Service first, and we'll do that after we do this.
There is a fellow in our town, who never, never lets you down. He reports the weather many times each day. Now to what he has to say.
All right. We're going to look at the Skywatch weather forecast. We've got cloudy skies today. 36 is going to be the daytime high. We'll have the snow moving in tonight. That's mainly after 2 a.m., they're saying. And then 1 to 2 inches possible overnight. Snow that could be heavy at times, will be heavy at times tomorrow morning. And the new snow accumulation, 4 to 8 inches. And then Wednesday night, cloudy and a low 28, and Thursday snow showers continue. Don't think we're expecting any precipitation or accumulation at that time on Thursday, but we'll wait and see. 29 will be the daytime high. Then it gets cold Thursday night, low at 18. And breezy conditions and a slight chance of snow still on Friday with mostly cloudy skies and a high 34. I was watching WLFI last night, and I saw a little bit of icy mix maybe Friday, Saturday in our area, so after we get out of this, we may have to deal with a little of that.
Okay, good weekend for a lot of travel.
Yeah, that's right. Get out and get out and do something. Yeah. Get out and go to the grocery store, right? All right, it's 30 now from your official weather station, WILO. As we keep it official and bring Brian Koenig, better known as Stubby, into the conversation. Stubby, good morning.
Good morning. Can I just do something?
Sure you can.
That Was My Life by Billy Joel on WILO-FM.
You want a job?
Great. Now I lost my job.
No, Bill's.
I just had a flashback to my radio days there, and so I was kind of dancing along with that, so I just had to add that in there. Hey, Kevin, do you know what they call an old snowman?
An old snowman? No, mm-hmm. No.
A puddle.
Water.
Water, yeah. Bill was close. He said a puddle.
Trying.
Yeah, that's good. Well, thank you for that.
Or puddles. I don't know.
Yeah, puddles, yeah.
No, I think the reason I asked that is because this is going to be a really wet snow. There's going to be a lot of water with this. We're going to probably see a little bit of rain this evening, late this evening, before it turns to snow, and that'll happen overnight. Again, you were talking about, 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. I think the crux of this snow is going to be as we're waking up tomorrow morning. That'll probably be the heaviest band that we have coming through. And it looks right now, all the models I've ran this morning have Indianapolis being the bullseye. I mean, if you had a dart board and you had a little bullseye right in the middle, that's right. Indianapolis in that 465 circle. So and it spreads out from there, and it's a pretty wide swath. So I think that's going to be a concern for this area. And I posted on Facebook this morning, I'm going to dub this system as the typical male snowstorm of 2023. It promises you 8 to 10 inches, but only actually gives you 3 to 4. So
Whoa. On-air personality and a comedian.
A male.
Double threat.
The male snowstorm. Okay.
The male. Typical male snowstorm.
What's that, Melissa?
I have no comment.
No comment. Okay, that's probably best.
probably ought to. I don't want to get banned off the radio like you did on Facebook.
No, so. That happens weekly. Yeah, you're right. Well, Stubby, what are we looking at as things start to move in? I know when I was reading your forecast on Facebook about a half hour ago, you kept mentioning how heavy this snow is going to be. What's that going to pose for us?
Well, and this is where it gets tricky, and I posted this yesterday because I don't think a lot of people really that are doing weather are really doing a deep dive. I mean, they're exploiting, you know, this 8 to 10, 11 inches of snow throughout central Indiana, and we have two numbers we're looking at. We're looking at snowfall. So when I run models, I have parameters. I can look at temperature, barometric pressure, 24-hour, 6-hour rain, precipitation. So you have snowfall. So the actual snowfall amounts are going to be pretty high. So we are looking at probably that 8 to 10-inch rain across that swath of central Indiana, kind of at a diagonal from Terre Haute up through Fort Wayne. So we have the snowfall, and then I can go in and look at snow depth. And that's where we have the discrepancy, because we're going to have a lot of moisture. There's a lot of moisture in this system. The temperature is warm. The ground is not frozen because we've had mild temperatures so far in January. So as it hits and it comes through that 3K, so, you know, we had 3K up 15,000 feet up in the air, we have warming. And so this snow is going to be heavy. It's going to compact. And even though we see that 8 to 10 inches when it hits the ground and it accumulates, it's going to compress, and it's going to be probably in that, you know, 3.5 to 6 inch range in area. So if it were going to be colder, about 5 degrees colder, then we would actually see that true. We call this the Kuchera model, and that's the Kuchera ratio. And basically what that says is in normal, cold, snowy conditions, the ratio is 10 inches of snow to 1 inch of precipitation. And this is going to give us probably a 1-6, 1-7 ratio.
All right. Well, that's definitely taking a deeper dive than I saw on the meteorologist last night.
Yep. Yeah. I know that National Weather Service, I watched their Facebook Live yesterday as they were summing everything up. And I had posted mine early in the morning, but yesterday in the afternoon they did. They mentioned that, and then Angela Buckman, WTHR, mentioned it last night, too, talked about the difference between the snowfall and the snow depth. So
they're copying off of your paper, Stubby?
Yeah, they are. Okay. Definitely. I'm going to sue them for plagiarism. So.
What? Brian, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Melissa.
Yeah.
When this morning about 3:20, I got an alert over my phone, woke me up, that they went to a winter storm warning instead of a watch. What dictates the change in that?
Just the certainty of that. We know the path now because we're in that 24-hour range. So, when they mentioned the snowfall was going to start, you know, at 3 a.m. overnight tonight, so that was about 24 hours out that they could officially go to that. I thought they might go to it a little sooner. I thought last night before I went to bed at about 10:30, I thought that I kept looking and they hadn't said anything. And then I woke up this morning, they had the warning. So a watch is, we think the conditions are there, but now as we look at all the ensemble forecasts, all the actual different models, the U.S., European, Canadian, the HRR model, three R's there. Those are all different models, and they're all in agreement to some extent. I mean, they're tight knit. They're all like holding hands and playing nice with each other. Usually, about a week out, they're all over the place. But now they're all saying, okay, we can all agree that this is going to have a suck factor of 9.5.
Do we expect that this snow will stick around for a couple days, and then we see? Friday, we're going to have 18 for the low Do you expect any ice or anything looking ahead a couple days?
I do think that it's going to melt fairly quickly. I think maybe by Thursday, snow depth is going to, it's going to compress quite a bit because the temperatures are going to be warm enough to compress. I don't think it's going to totally go away. And when I look at the 10 and 14-day weather models, I still think we've got chances for additional snowfall almost every day, or at least a wintry mix every day for the next 10 to 14 days.
So you've looked out a little bit, huh?
I tend to try to look out, and then I look at what's happening out. I mean, it may sound crazy, but I look at what's happening up in, you know, north of Russia. I look at the weather systems up in Siberia, Canada, California, and the Gulf of Mexico, and I kind of say, okay, here's the moisture picking up, here's the cold coming down, here's the polar vortex. Is it going to dip down a little bit, bring us colder temperatures, and all those converge, and then I kind of form my opinions, and then I watch the weather models and see if I'm correct.
So you don't use a dartboard? You actually look into this?
Well, I actually use pig spleens. Pig spleens.
Oh, pig spleens, okay. They stick better or what?
You know, it's funny. I posted something about that because some people were kind of blowing me some grief on my page, and I said, well, if you don't believe it, you can go look at persimmon seeds, woolly worms, fluffy bunnies, and pig spleens. And people like pig spleens, that's an actual thing. If you Google it, they used to take pigs, their hogs, and they pull the spleens out, and they look at the fat content on the pig spleens, and that would tell them what the winter weather was going to be like.
What do you think of that, Melissa? We talk about persimmon seeds and everything, and they're talking about hog spleens.
You know what? To me, that's scrapings on the floor, so it doesn't really register.
That's the part we're not using.
It sounds like hot dogs. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if you saw my post. I had the. I've only blocked four people in 4 years off of my page, and I had some guy that came on and accused me of being racist towards American Indians because I mentioned those four ways to check your weather.
Oh, wow. He must have had some deeper issues.
Yeah. If you get some crazies out of 11,000 followers, you probably get a dozen or so crazies.
Yeah, you get a Kevin Keith every now and then.
That's okay. I'm just impressed. You look up weather from North Russia and all over the world. I feel that, like, Angela Buckman's been cheating me for years.
She's been what?
She's been cheating me for years. You're putting in the real time. You're looking at weather in Russia and Spain and everywhere else. Angela Buckman's a pretty face. You know what I mean? Do some work.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I have a lot of faith in Angela Buckman and Kevin Gregory because we all studied atmospheric science under Dr. Ernie Agee at Purdue, and Kevin Gregory and I were there the same years at Purdue. I knew his dad, Bob Gregory. I met Bob several times when he came to Purdue, and Kevin lived in the same dorm that I did, just a couple floors down, and we were in the same ATMS classes together, and then that's the atmospheric science classes. And then Angela Buckman also went to Purdue and studied under Ernie Agee, and there's a lot of other people. He was one of the top atmospheric science professors in the country.
I've met Angela and Kevin, and they're both nice people too, both good people.
Super nice.
Yeah, for being TV people, because that's not always the case.
Good weather people, unlike the one at Wish TV, Stan Wood, he was evil.
Oh, was he?
Oh, an evil man, okay. And just generally a bad person.
I'm a huge Chuck Boston fan, too. I love Chuck.
Chuck's a great guy, too.
He is such a nice. I worked the polls during the election. I will never do it again because it's just gotten so crazy. But I did it for 10 years up in Westfield, and then now that I'm in Avon, I worked the polls, and he came through our polling place that day, and the wait was like an hour to, you know, once you got in the door to you got the voting machine. So I went out in the lobby and spent some time talking to him. We had a nice conversation about weather, and he gave me some great tips, and I appreciated that.
That's nice cool. Guy. Yeah. Well, so tomorrow morning, Stubby, we're going to be right in the middle of it right about now, right?
Yeah, I think so, and I do think I'm going to say school delays, but I think once they see what's happening out there and they got to get the snow plows and everything out to get the slush, because it's going to be slush. It's going to be a wet, fleshy mess, I think, at times. And I think that they'll probably end up with several e-learning days. You know, I don't think they actually cancel classes anymore because, you know, we got to smarten these kids up after the COVID debacle.
That's right. That's right. They need all the help they can get.
Kids can't afford to keep them out of school anymore. They got to learn to tie their shoes again.
That's right. Going to do their A, Bs, and Cs. Well, Stubby, thank you so much for being available, and we appreciate your expertise, as always. And maybe we can maybe catch you later this week if we can coordinate everything, maybe Friday morning or something. Sure.
And for all the listeners out there, stay safe tomorrow. Don't discount the slush, because I'm getting a lot of questions about the slush and saying, do you think that's going to be a problem? Yes.
It can be dangerous, yeah.
It could be really dangerous. And so especially walking. When you walk outside and that stuff, it's still going to be slick, so be careful.
Sure.
Stubby, just maybe take a moment today just to reflect on a moment about your racism and your privilege. Okay?
Just reflect on that.
Hey, hold on. Wait, my pig's out there making noise. I got to go check the screen.
Okay. Go take care of that.
Got to run. Got to go check the screen.
We'll see you.
Thanks, Stubby. We appreciate it.
Talk to you later.
All right. Bye. Be safe out there. That's Brian Koenig, also known as Stubby. And you can check him out on Facebook at Stubby's Weather Center. And he's always got some good information and a little bit of fun, too.
That's right.
We bring Bud McQuaid in. Speaking of fun, Bud, good morning.
Good morning.
We were having a little fun with the weather here as it's all getting ready to roll in here in the next 24 hours, I think. Do you have everything you need to get through a couple days?
No.
Not yet. Huh?
Actually, I'm supposed to be in Indianapolis at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh. So I wouldn't do that.
Well, I may have to call and beg off.
Yeah.
Just go tonight and stay all night and be there tomorrow.
That would work. Then you got to try to worry about getting back.
Yeah.
See, you don't think ahead there.
Ah, my fault.
Yeah, no kidding. Where'd you come from?
Sorry. Too early.
Well, we brought Bud in here because Buddy gave us a call last week, and you and I were talking, Bud, as I've watched Ken cover the news, and he sees you at Board of Works and City Council, and you've been trying to garner some support to get stoplights outside of at least our two elementary schools. So far, so good? You're getting the support on that?
No, it's really been very, very good, our support from the city. Even some of the county and, of course, the schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just one of those things where this is a school board initiative, just not me. Unfortunately, I'm the guy standing in front. But, you know, what we're trying to do, we've tried this numerous times in the past and unsuccessfully.
Hmm.
But, I'm going after this in a different angle. I'm trying to garner as much community support
mm-hmm.
because this is all about safety.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with wanting a street, you know, stop sign or a mechanism of some sort. But this is the safety. If you go out there during specific hours, like 8 to 10 and 2 to 4 or whatever, mm-hmm. We've had some accidents out there, and I just don't want to see anyone get hurt, especially our children.
Yeah. Well, you said that it's been tried in the past a little bit. I've been here for 6 years, and I don't remember a push that I was aware of anyway in the last 6 years, but I've certainly heard of a few accidents and some close calls.
Yes. Well, back in the day when I held the position of city engineer and building commissioner, when we were building that structure, and I'm talking about Blue Green, I approached NDOT about stoplights, and they said, no, we don't have the volume for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand it. We didn't really make a concerted effort to do this. It was just, what do you think about a stoplight?
Right.
And then I think a year or two ago, or maybe more, Captain Jim Skinner from the police department tried, and he got the same type of response. You know, my angle here is to get people's support. And so I have reached out to the Board of Works members, the mayor, city council, I have reached out. Of course, the school board is all on board, and the administrators from the building principals, and the superintendent himself, to support this and give a letter of support. So when the time is right, when I'd like to do this by the first of the month, take this to Crawfordsville, which is the district that we are in, mm-hmm. for NDOT, mm-hmm. and basically hand it to the deputy commissioner over there and saying, this just isn't me. This is us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it may not have to be, and I'm not looking for a 24/7 red and green type of mechanism. It could be a timed, which there are mm-hmm. many, as we know, out there.
Right.
But I just think it's time that we, as a community, come together, which we can do that. We know how this community is, and saying, this is what we need. And so, you know, it's just like last Wednesday I was, and with Sandy Miller, the board president, we were out at Sun, or Blue Green, I should say, and they had a parent or a meeting of some sort, and we actually set up a little two tables, one on one side and one on the other side, and as people were signing in, we were approaching them saying, can you support? I know that I have around 25 signatures. I don't know what Sandy got, but we will include those into our packet, if you want to refer to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also gone and had an email address established so listeners or anyone can
submit
yeah. their feelings on this one way or the other, and then we will print them off and submit them also into this packet. So we're trying to reach from all different angles.
Do you have that email address off the top of your head?
Yeah, it is. It's bluegreenstoplight@frankfort.k12.in.us. And it should be on the school's webpage also.
I always have to talk that through.
That is
long. Yeah. All right. So that's good. Do you think this is realistic once we get to Crawfordsville and put it in their hands? Will they listen to us? Do they listen to other communities?
Well, absolutely. There is, you know, I deal with NDOT in my occupation almost on a daily basis. And they're very methodical and very, they look at facts. Mm-hmm. They look at numbers.
Right.
But they also are very much aware of community needs.
Practicality.
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. That's good.
And so, you know, now, you know, Clinton Prairie struggled several years to get that stoplight out there in Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever effort that they did do, there's one there now. Now, it's a possibility, and I say this all in jest, we may not see that stoplight at Blue Green in our lifetime. However, you know, I've also spoken, to the traffic division for NDOT and talked to their engineers about it, and they are receptive. I'm not saying they're mm-hmm. agreeable, but they are receptive to our effort. But that's why I want to reach out and say, it's just not me. It's all these other entities. And it's just a case that we want to protect the safety of everybody that uses State Road 3938. Kelly Road, and, you know, our school entranceway.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the city is talking about some housing coming in to the east, which should increase the traffic load on Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, perhaps that may be in the agenda in the near future of being renovated itself. And so all this is coming into play, but even if we don't get the stoplight right now, and let's say in 5 years or whatever, we do look at developing and, you know, widening that road, sidewalks and so forth, like we've been doing on the other jobs, Washington Avenue and Mesh and so forth, they'll take that into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that they have in their little packet, and they can then design it appropriately.
I think once you get everything together, that'll go a long way toward having the, you know, the paperwork and printing out the emails and having the community support. What were you thinking, Bill?
Well, so you're coming from the side of safety and the reason to have the light. So the state or whoever is giving you not doesn't want that so much. The main idea that there is that there's not enough volume in the intersection. That's the reason why they can't put one there.
Well, they go numbers, don't they?
Yeah, how they design and figure everything. Yeah. It's not so much like, well, that's a heck of a good idea.
Sure.
All right, how many vehicles, how many accidents, how mm-hmm. many whatever, mm-hmm. how much?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Will this go? And they, like everybody else, they have to see a bang for their buck.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're not unreasonable.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And that you have a relationship with some of them, too, helps.
Yeah. I deal with Crawfordsville and many of the other districts. There's seven total.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way my job allows me to do that. But, you know, you just got to come with and be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't throw your hand up and say, hey, what do you think?
We want this. Yeah.
You got to sit back and say, what do you think? But here's the facts.
Well, I have a son that attends that school, and it's kind of messy out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, we've got the two down by Dornish Park. You know, you've got the two little like raised humps like
right.
in the summer. So you're slowing people down to 10 or 15 through a park. But you got kids and stuff coming out of this school. And so I hope you get it in because
a lot of times they're gunning it to get out. They're
because
trying to
if,
make
we,
it. Yeah.
if we don't get one and then there's a fatality out there, you know, then I guess we can kind of hold those people to task. I mean, and then we'll get the you know,
well,
get the light.
You know, you're exactly right. But you know, the thing is that you take a look when people come in from the south on the highway, they're coming in at an increased speed.
Yeah.
And then they hopefully are starting to slow down, but sometimes they don't slow down enough.
Sure.
Or even as they're leaving town, they are accelerating because they want to get to where they go.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you got, it's not so much we got kids that are walking. It's that parents who are there to drop off or pick up their kids and, you know, there's a split second and, well, they gun it.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah, trying to make it. Yeah.
I got to give some kudos here to our SRO, which is a school resource officer. It's a police department.
Mm-hmm.
And they go out there. Officer Hessian is our SRO for that school, and he has been unfortunately given the task of sometimes directing traffic. Well, the problem, which we're very grateful for, and I've mentioned this to the police chief, and we're not trying to eliminate that, but you know, frankly, we want him in the building.
Mm-hmm.
If there's ever a problem, and God forget, you know, we just don't want that to happen. It takes a while for him to go that, 500 yards or
sure.
whatever,
yeah.
get
yeah.
back. These things happen sometimes so quickly. If you look at some of these incidents that are in schools, he may become a non-factor.
Mm-hmm.
And so consequently, we want him in the school. We don't necessarily, and we truly appreciate the effort, and it's probably needing his efforts out there. We don't need him directing traffic.
Sure.
But we're grateful for everything that we can get.
Well, Bud, before we let you go, when did you say you were going to take this down to NDOT?
Well, I'm looking at the first of the month because these different entities, the mayor and so forth and so on, are supposed to be getting letters sent out to the superintendent, Matt Moda,
mm-hmm.
and he is supposed to put them together, and we're going to go through them and, you know, make it look as professional as possible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And send it out there, and then either he or I will, or someone will take it to Crawford. We'll set up an appointment. We just won't walk in. We'll set an appointment with the deputy
mm-hmm.
commissioner
mm-hmm.
And then go from there. I've had some people say, well, why don't you just get a hold of your legislator? You know, Mark Gindes in town
sure,
here and Brian Buchanan. You know, I don't want to make this a political thing.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
And because, unfortunately, NDOT is a political entity.
Sure, yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't want to step on anybody's political toes.
Yeah, and
but
we want to save Brian Buchanan for other things.
Yeah, right? But on the other hand, if it gets down to push come to shove,
we'll play all
we'll
our cards,
do whatever
right?
we can.
Yeah.
Here again, it's not, you know, looking for anybody with having a, you know, feather in their cap.
Yeah, yeah.
When we get done, it's like with the school board, you know, yes, this is an initiative. It is a board initiative. It's just not mine. But, you know, we've got several other things that are going on. We got the upcoming renovation that we're starting to, we'll be coming and looking at plans for the middle school. That's something that's very much needed. That building is 30 years old, and a lot of the infrastructure is starting to have wear and tear. You know, we just did our parking lots, which all of them, which actually we received an award. We beat out over 300 and some projects, and we received, for whatever that's worth, an award given out and to the supplier, to Milestone.
Yeah, Dr. Rhoda was talking about that. Yeah, that's awesome.
So, you know, these are things we are trying to be very proactive, very positive. You know, we're doing everything we can to make our teachers, we want them to be well compensated as much as we possibly can. But these are all battles for another day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you for keeping us up to date on this, Bud, and hopefully you can give us an update here in a couple of weeks or so.
Sure. Nope. All right. Soon as it comes, I will let you know. Like I say, the people can get onto that webpage and give us their opinion, pro or con. You know, this isn't a lollipop world, you know.
Right. Yeah, someone may have some other ideas. Yeah, but I think getting that email out there, the blue-green stoplight at frankfort.k12.in.us. I think that's good. Go ahead and let them know your opinion.
Well, we just want everybody to have an opportunity. You know, one thing we went with the school board, and you're going to throw this word out there that everybody uses, but no one really sometimes practices very well, the transparency.
Oh, yes, yes. You know, a lot of people use that, don't they? You
know, no, I mean, I encourage people to give us their opinion, to come to the meeting and say, this is my opinion. Everybody has an opportunity. They sign in. They have an opportunity to speak. We try to limit everybody to 3-minute discussions. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be there all night.
Right. Sure.
But, you know, we're there for the people. We are elected by the people. So,
absolutely.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Well, Bud, thanks a lot
for coming.
Good
luck getting that light in. It's needed.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. We are going to talk some economic development. That's coming up next on Wylo's Party.